Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, we'll get back into the Hawks season coming to an end last night at the hands of the Chicago Bulls. And now the real questions start as far as where you go to make sure that that this is rock bottom, like make sure this is the worst it gets and things start getting better. A lot of different options that we'll try to dig into coming up in about 20 minutes. And then Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 to talk some Falcons football.
Like, how often do you shave?
Not often.
No, because I'm wondering, because, like I said, I've never, ever shaved my face with a razor before, ever.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there thinking, like, when should I try it now after all these years? I'm like, for what?
Not if you're going to, your skin might get irritated or something like that. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably, like, a good, safe way to do it. Maybe go to, like, a barber with a straight razor or something like that.
Them things give me the willies.
Me too, because that's where all the guys get whacked.
When I watch him go up and down that thing, it gives me the willies.
I'm with you.
Just like, I don't want you behind me like that.
So I don't want to sit here and suggest that you take a leap into shaving your face with a razor if you haven't done it yet. Maybe there's a good way to do it. Maybe not. If you want to, that's fine. I like trim up my neck and around my beard probably like every other day, I would say. Just to try to keep it clean and not look too bummy.
Uh-huh.
When I used to shave, like when I was on TV a lot, I would shave like every other day, pretty much, because my hair is pretty light.
Right.
So if even after like a 5 o'clock shadow is not that bad.
Okay.
Kind of 5 o'clock shadow, kind of handsome. Actually,
I think if I could grow that, then I'm all in. I'm all in, but because I am a shadow, you know, it won't look like it. You know, it'd just be.
You're an all-day shadow.
I'm all-day shadow.
Saying,
you know what I mean? So yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's all. I want to grow a beard, but I don't want to look like Kenny Smith. You know what I mean?
Or did you see Trey's beard last night?
Yeah, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to have the Anthony Hamilton spaces.
No, but I don't know if you do.
I do.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to have the Anthony Hamilton spaces.
But I do think it, because there's a little gray sprinkled in there now. Yeah. That's a distinguished.
Because
it might be Lovie Smith. You never know. You might look like Lovie.
If I come out looking like Lovie?
Dude, Lovie's got one of the best beards in the game.
Man, please. She better watch yourself. let me start putting beard stuff on my beard?
Yeah, you get some beard oil in there. You get like a good smelling one, too.
Yeah,
that's just a whole different place for colognes
food.
And good smells. Yeah. And foods.
Yes, and foods.
And liquids.
Yeah, that too. Go ahead, Bo, before we get in trouble.
That is true. Back page with Bo every day at this time. A man with a bit of a beard himself. Hello, Bo.
Yeah, man. I would if I could get away with never shaving with a razor, I would do it.
Okay.
I can't stand it. And Abe seems to have a pretty good electric shaver. That's what he shaves his face with. I might have to start trying that.
I got a question, Bo, because you're a cat guy. Do they have cat parks?
There are cat coffee shops, but you don't take your own cats in there. It's just a bunch of cats in there, usually by the owner or something like that.
What?
Yeah, there's coffee shops you can go in.
Cat cafe.
They're full of cats.
What?
You just go in there and pet cats and stuff, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, 100%.
Look, man, there's people that really like cats. It's not us.
I have no issue with people not liking cats. You do what you do.
But you don't like cats.
I can't stand them.
But people that like cats, they don't have a problem.
They're cool with me.
That's an important distinction.
Cat cafe.
Yeah.
People really like cats.
What the hell are we doing?
Now, I don't think there's actual cat parks, because you don't really take your cat out on a walk to go pee or anything like that.
Because it would just escape.
But there are cat leashes and harnesses now where you can take your cats outside. I really want to do this with my cats. My cats have never really been outside at all, so that'd be kind of...
I've seen a couple people doing this. It's pretty wild to see.
What would you do? Like, what's the excursion?
Into the yard where there's a tree or animals they can chase. Like, they sit at the window and they'll chirp at birds out there because a cat's instinct is to kill.
Yeah, they just want that bird to die.
They want
to murder it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, I just want to see that, you know.
I didn't know that either.
Well, you got that bubble backpack.
They got bars. It's called Fetch, I think. It's like an outdoor bar and dog park.
They actually have bars with dog parks in them, not just that you can take your dog into the bar?
No. Awesome. It's a dog park.
That's fantastic.
With a bar in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome.
That makes me want to get a dog.
Again, would be a wonderful place to meet a lady if you were looking. Which I'm not.
I don't think there's three of us here that should not be looking.
Nope, not looking.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
So Twitter's got a trending tab based on artificial intelligence that takes what people are talking about and it makes headlines that you can easily find what people are talking about.
Okay.
Well, after the Golden State Warriors got eliminated in their play-in game and Klay Thompson goes 0-for-10 from the floor, check out what Twitter generated about him. Klay Thompson accused in bizarre brick vandalism spree. NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento.
Damn.
Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks.
Damn.
Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding these accusations.
Come on, man.
The incidents have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged vandalism remains unclear. This is AI generated after Klay Thompson throws up bricks.
Okay, so AI is not all bad because that's really funny.
That's hilarious.
That's like
shout out to Bobby who sent me this. If anybody has anything you think needs to make it onto the back page, DM me on Twitter, email me, text me if you can, whatever. Because this is hilarious.
That's top level comedy right there from Allen Iverson.
Damn,
that's
man.
Really good.
Damn.
My buddy texted me last night midway through the third quarter and called him Klay Young.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was pretty funny too.
Ooh.
That's a human named Jackson that came up with that one. It was pretty funny.
So y'all mentioned Bill Belichick going on to the PMS show yesterday. So here's PMS making the announcement of Bill Belichick joining them for the draft coverage. What? And after
what?
Nothing. The PMS thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
After. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what he wants us to call it.
I know.
So after Pat. Stop sucking up to Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick commenting on his background, as we mentioned yesterday.
Is the greatest head coach of all time. The greatest general manager of all time. 8-time Super Bowl champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, Bill Belichick.
Yeah! All right, Pat.
Coach, hey, you got some stuff behind you, Coach.
Wow.
Things behind you there. I don't know if you knew that.
That's my bling.
Okay.
Bill Belichick's bling. So I guess it was put there on purpose. I'm just curious as to if they stay there or if they do get spread among the house.
I mean, let me tell you something. That's one of the ultimate flexes. Like, that was a flex. What the hell were we watching that one time when Griffey had all his gold gloves behind him?
Yeah.
And everything like that. That's the biggest flex ever.
Belichick had all six
Lombardis
right behind him
in
the first, like, public –
yeah,
interview situation,
where
whatever.
You could see them
that was all very.
Plus, two other trophies were hidden in there too.
Flop it on the table and show everybody.
Yeah, love
the situation. Yeah, it was really
how
good.
Did you not love that?
Now it did make me think if I had six
trophies.
Obviously, they're not going to be Lombardi trophies. I don't know what if we win six Marconi awards for this radio show. I don't think I would put them all in one place. I think I'd spread them out throughout the house. I would want to go in one room and be like, oh, there's one of them. Oh, that's when we won it in 2025. That was a good year. Oh, that's the one from 2020. You know what I mean? I would want it everywhere.
What kind of trophy?
Well, it's like if we're going to win anything here, it would be the Marconi
Award.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
That's like the best radio, Super Bowl of the radio.
Okay, I never knew. Okay, yeah. Marconi?
Yep.
All right, Marconi. Mm-hmm. I want me a Coney.
I do too.
Yeah.
So I.
V103 won one. Oh, one year in like 2017.
Is it for individual radio shows?
They give them out for different stuff. I think yeah. they won oh, okay. it for
they,
like.
They probably have hosts and shows and different.
I don't know what the category they were in was, but it was radio station of the year in that category. So I don't know. We're a pretty good radio station. Maybe we'll win that.
A Marconi.
But if we win a radio station Marconi, whose house does it go to? Conti's?
Got to rotate, right?
Oh, yeah. Just share it like the Stanley Cup.
Or it stays here.
Or it stays here. Yeah. yeah. Okay.
Maybe do
not
that.
Not all eat thieves. But it was still our Coney, Marcus.
Oh, definitely.
So I told y'all last week how there was the Kelseys did a live New Heights and they did their whole graduation thing. So apparently before they did the live New Heights, they had a chili cook-off. Or at least I think it was a chili cook-off because there was actually humans inside the chili. Well, like only probably Jason Kelce can do right after the season where he wins the Super Bowl.
I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area.
Hell
I didn't
yeah.
think that would happen. We've already put the insurance claim in,
yes.
which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to
yeah.
cover that.
I mean, he'll get another one.
He was in a big pot of chili and it fell off?
So whatever the chili event is happening right in front of him, he's on a microphone.
Uh-huh.
Because there's video behind it. And I guess, you know, chili does end up on him.
Okay.
But I guess the ring just slips off and into a vat of chili. There's several vats of chili in this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I lost my Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili.
A what of chili?
Maybe somebody accidentally ate it.
Like a big, I guess that's possible.
Vat?
This is a real ring, though.
Yeah, like a big old pot.
Oh, instead of a big old pot, you say vat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vat.
Okay.
How big are the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gulps of chili you're taking, if you can't determine that there's a huge Super Bowl ring in your mouth.
It's unlikely that someone ate it, but I'm just saying maybe
somebody
did.
If it was any kind of eating contest, though, those people do eat very, very fast where they wouldn't swallow stuff, like wouldn't chew stuff.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut could swallow a
Super Bowl ring
if he had to.
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you seen the Eagles ring?
Oh, that's true. It was fairly large.
That's very large. It's fairly large.
You just kind of open up the gullet. And
I mean, Joey Chestnut swallows some pretty big chunks of hot dogs.
We'll slide down there.
Dude, I mean, first of all, that's the worst comment. I mean, it's the nastiest damn thing ever.
It is.
That right there. But, I mean, I would not – I'm not surprised Kelce lost his – Jason? No.
Yeah.
Travis, maybe.
I'm
Jason,
surprised
no.
he lost it at a chili cookout.
Really?
I'm not surprised he lost it. I would have thought that he would have lost it on some sort of bender.
I thought he lost it in Vegas.
Yeah, something like some sort of crazy.
Or WrestleMania or something
right,
like
some
that.
Some craziness that he's done. But, yeah, hopefully he gets a new one. And hopefully no one did swallow that.
You're going to see this ring pop up in an auction somewhere.
Harder to swallow or harder to pass, you think? Super Bowl ring.
I don't think swallow.
Harder to swallow.
Probably, yeah.
I think swallow. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. Some important questions get answered here on the Midday Show, including that one. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. The Hawks' season is over. They lost a play-in game, Randy. We didn't think it was possible.
Damn it!
They lost a play-in game. Season's over. Big questions ahead for the Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.